Okay, welcome back to Monday. It's a new week, and we're going to actually continue with vibration. What I wanted to talk about today was the idea of vibrating names of power, vibrating ends, vibrating mantras, etc. Because I see a lot of people, we talk about in demonology specifically, we talk about taking an N and the sigil of a spirit and vibrating the N. And some people get confused about what this vibrating is. So I'm going to talk about that. But this really comes down to vibrating names of power. When I talk about names of power, we're referring more specifically to Kabbalistic names of power, the God names, the archangelic names, etc., all those things. But this can apply to Egyptian gods and Greek gods, etc. So, this idea of vibrating a name of power, which we can then extend to the ends, is about if you watched last week's video, I was talking about everything being energy, and all of this energy vibrates at a particular frequency. And if we want to become the same or invoke the energy of something, whether it is a spirit or an element or a planetary force, we invoke it and we then cause ourselves to resonate. So our frequency changes. So we resonate at the same frequency as this thing we want to have aid us, to have bring about change in our lives, to in order in our spell working, in order to achieve a particular goal, we need to petition or invoke a particular energy and surround ourselves in that energy, and then vibrate or resonate, bring ourselves into resonance with that vibration. It doesn't matter if you're working with an external energy or an internal energy. If you want to, it's kind of like walking along a path, and then you see another path over there, and you want to walk along that path because it's a nicer path. It goes through the forest and stuff. So how do you get to that path? What you can do is you can, this path has a particular vibration, that path has a particular vibration. So you change your frequency so that you're vibrating at the same frequency as this other path, and then you're on that other path. So it's really the same thing. So any kind of spell work or anything like that, I would consider our process to be that you change your own frequency to vibrate at a particular level. And then the energy that is, then everything around you then resonates at that same energy, but you've got to bring yourself into that frequency. So what you do is you invoke a particular energy that causes you to resonate at that energy, and then through that resonance, because if you're maintaining that frequency, everything around you starts to resonate at that frequency. So, sorry, getting a bit off topic. So when we're talking about vibrating names of power, what we're doing is we are bringing our own body into the same vibrational frequency as that name of power. So an archangel, a god name, all such things. I'm going to use the Tetragrammaton as an example. So Tetragrammaton is Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. It is actually pronounced E-R-O-A. So it relates to the four vowels, which relate to four elements, which relate to four parts of the body, etc., etc. So if we were to vibrate the name EOA or Yod Heh Vav Heh. I know a lot of people pronounce it, they stand in this, they go Yod Heh Vav Heh, but I was just taught it's EOA because it has a lot of relations, as I said, to the elements, placements in the body, etc. But when we want to vibrate, what we need to do is we visualize the name in front of us. So we've got our eyes closed, visualize the name in front of us. And with that visualization, this becomes very similar to the sigil, the demonic sigil, if we are vibrating an N. So we would have the sigil in front of us, or in this case, the name of power. Yod Heh Vav Heh. And we visualize that in front of us. You can visualize it in gold, light, whatever you want. You know, the visualization is usually something like gold or white light or something like that. And then what we do is we inspeak, and then we start to vibrate. Now, with the vibration, what you want to try and do is find the level, the pitch that really kind of vibrates through your whole body. And you know, when if you practice this and you get it right, you can actually start feeling the vibration in your fingertips and your toes. But what I find easiest to do is try and get it to vibrate in the mid center of the body, because then that, as you carry on, that vibration starts to extend out. So if you're doing a very high pitch, you're going to feel it in your head. If you're doing a very low pitch, you're going to feel it in your belly. Try and find something which is more heart centered. So what you can do is, best thing to do is just to close your eyes, take a deep breath in, and then start to hum and change the pitch until you find that vibration over your over the midsection. So it would be a you kind of change the pitch up and down, and you get to that point where you actually feel it vibrating. Then once you've got that pitch, what you can then do is vibrate the neck. So as I said, you visualize it in front of you, you then inspeak. With the inspeak is usually the first vowel sound in the case of vibrating names of power. So you inspeak the first vowel sound. So if in this case, E-R-O-A, so you would inspeak E, so it would be. And then you pause, and then and you feel it as you're vibrating the name, the letters, you feel it vibrating through your whole body, okay? And depending on what work you're doing, what actual ritual you're doing, you may want to project the energy. And then, you know, something like what I used to do with the LBRP, for instance, was project the energy out into the cosmos and then pause. And then it would sort of rebound back at me. So you push out and then you invoke back in again. So you pull that energy back into your space, into your being. But, you know, that's depending on what work you're doing. But the actual vibration itself is that, you know, finding the point where it actually vibrates through your entire body. So all your cells start to vibrate. And because you are in speaking and vibrating a particular name of power, that name of power then starts to vibrate through all your cells. So that's really what we're talking about when we're talking about vibrating. When it comes to the ends, there are different ways you can do this, and it's not necessarily vibrating. Lucifer, Rene Tassa Ubaraka Biasa Ikar Lucifer. So when we're doing this, we can actually make it into a chant. Think about something like Gregorian chants, or think of the Hindu mantras. You know, we can bring in a tune to it, for instance. But that starts becoming a very personal thing. You know, how you actually sing the actual N. But when if we are talking about specifically about vibrating, then it would be that type of find where the pitch is that starts to vibrate through your whole body, and then say the phrase. So, for instance, Renik Taso Baraka Biasa Ika Lucifer. So try and get it vibrating through all of your cells in your body. That's what we're kind of talking about. But you know, you can experiment with this. You can whisper it, for instance. You can say it mentally. trying, you know, actually saying something mentally, repeating a phrase over and over again has a lot of power. I find that whispering has a lot of power because it kind of brings me into a between state. I'm not saying it outright verbally, and it's not internally, you know, just mentally. It's kind of in between, so it kind of brings me into a between state and a trance state while I'm whispering the actual mantra or the N or whatever it is. So, you know, experiment with all these things. As I say, we say vibrating the N, but it's not necessarily always that vibrational state, you know, you're trying to vibrate all the cells in your body with the particular phrase or name of power or whatever it may be. And that's really kind of it. Don't think there's much I can add. There was some stuff in Crowley's writings about, you know, vibrating internally. So you don't actually vibrate vocally. It's kind of an internal vibration, and that gets a bit difficult. But it really is, as far as I know, is relating to that. It's very similar to what they talk about in the Hindu technologies of, you know, saying a mantra. So you would say a mantra externally, vocally, and then eventually you would bring it to an internal state, and you are then bringing that vibrational state into your own being by repeating this mantra mentally. And that's, you know, to try and get to that takes a bit of a process, takes some experimentation, some practice. It can be done, but I think, you know, usually when we're talking about vibrating names of power, vibrating the ends, this is what we're talking about, is vibrating, getting it to vibrate through the cells of your body. And as I said, you can get it to vibrate throughout your entire body. And what you can also experiment is actually vibrating it in particular different parts of the body. Get it to vibrate in your left hand or your right hand only. That gets quite interesting. You know, if you are thinking of different points in along the axis of the body, that's a bit easier. You know, if you vibrate at a high pitch, you're going to feel it in your head and your sinuses and things like that. As I said, if you vibrate at a very low pitch, you're going to feel it in your belly, your groin area. So, you know, that's kind of easier. You just change the pitch. But to try and get it to just vibrate in one hand or a finger, that becomes quite interesting and difficult, but interesting. So play around with it, experiment with it, see what you can do. Okay, that's what I want to talk about today anyway. And I'll see you next week for the book review. I'm actually doing a very old one. It's Journeys Out of the Body by Robert Monroe. It was kind of one of the first books I ever read. It was given to me by a neighbor, actually, who just decided to give it to me and say, read this, it's going to blow your mind. That's when I was about 12 years old or 11 or something like that. So, yeah, I'm rereading it just to try and pick up on some old knowledge. But brilliant book. But anyway, I'll review that next week. Let's not do that now. Okay, so have a good one, and I'll see you then. Cheers for now. Bye-bye.